It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I need time. Hey, laser focus.
How you set the tone for the 2024 season. Once again, it's number 54 with the pregame speech telling them that we're the best. They don't even belong on the field as us. So you know what? Fred was right as he forced a fumble right away on that second possession for the New York Jets and the Niners roll. Yes, they kicked 6 field goals. Yes, they didn't score a lot of touchdowns. I get it. But they dominate the trenches. Jordan Mason, how about that? No Christian McCaffrey. No problem for the 49ers. And they start off 1-0 with the dominant victory over the New York Jets. Shasky, good morning to everybody out there. 32-19 last night at Levi's Stadium for Monday Night Football. We are taking your calls. Plus, we had the great one, Jerry Rice, joining us at 8:30. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, step right up, baby. Reacted to the first game of the season. Purdy, how'd you feel? Jake Moody, no worries about him. How about this new flying around defense under Nick Sorensen and Chris Kocurek and maybe a little Brandon Staley? Huh, how about them? Niners, they didn't even play their A game. I don't even know if they played their B game. And yet they win that game going away and drop another 30 burger, Shasky, to open up the 2024 campaign.
Vibes were immaculate last night. They just were. With that beautiful setting, beautiful weather, a slight breeze in the second half, which made it a little more nice for everyone in the stadium. Just walking through the parking lot, I could feel the confidence from 49er fans. And then you obviously got the news about Christian McCaffrey, and you're thinking, oh boy, here we go. And I'm just going to lay it out there. On a night where we celebrated Frank Gore, on a night where I saw Patrick Willis standing on that field, boy, it felt like that was a Frank Gore, Patrick Willis type of a game, because I watched Fred Warner lay some wood early and often in that game, and the other team, the Jets, wanted no part of that physicality.
No.
And then Jordan Mason, once he settled in, and he kind of just calmed down a little and was a little more patient, I thought he was in the zone. And you want to talk about an offensive line performance, they ran right at Quinnen Williams over and over and over again. They didn't go to the left side this time. It felt like they went to the right side over and over and over again. They were doing this offset single back thing that I had not seen Shanahan do. It almost reminded me of like a pro set without the fullback.
Right.
And
12 personnel, 2 tight ends.
I thought it was a very unique formation. I thought it was a nice wrinkle. And yeah, they didn't have the explosives that they've had in years past. I think the Niners are one of the top teams in the NFL. I mean, this is, come on, man.
Well, that's the biggest thing. The NFC runs through the 49ers. The NFC still runs through the 49ers after watching football all weekend long. Sure, Philadelphia, their offense is going to have something to say. Sure, the Dallas Cowboys flying around with their defense under Mike Zimmer is going to have something to say. We'll see about the Green Bay Packers. We know what's going on in Detroit. We know what's going on in L.A. with the Rams. But there's no doubt the best team in the NFC wears red and gold. And that 12 personnel formation you're talking about were Saubert. Eric Saubert was blocking as a backup tight end. Number 82 was all over the field. I can't wait to talk to Baldy tomorrow about this blocking, pardon me, this blocking front with Kyle Juszczyk, George Kittle, Saubert in this offensive line. How about Dominic Pooty in his debut? Dominic Pooty did not look overwhelmed. He did not look like the lights were too bright on Monday Night Football. The young man looked like he's been playing for 5 years, so Purdy got plenty of time to throw the football. We'll assess his performance. But Jordan Mason, It was a J.P. Mason show. Look, most rushing yards by a player in their first career start in franchise history. Jordy Mason, third all-time in franchise history. Yeah, Carlos Hyde rushed for 168 against Minnesota on a Monday Night Football, September the 14th, 2015. Yeah, Kevin Barlow rushed for 154 back in 03 against the Arizona Cardinals. Jordan Mason, 147, 28 carries, and most under Shanahan with the 49ers in a game. 28 big boy carries. Now we got to find out who's going to back him up, because it doesn't sound like McCaffrey will be ready to go Sunday against Minnesota. We'll get to our concerns about Christian a little bit later. But J.P. Mason, we've all been waiting for this moment. He's had glimpses, right, Shasky? Remember the hat and t-shirt game up to Seattle on Thursday Night Football, where he iced that game out with some big runs on the final drive to milk the clock? But that was his game. His physicality, tone setting, when the Niners go on that touchdown drive down 7-3, what did they do in a 12-play drive? They only dropped back to pass three times because J.P. Mason was cooking behind his offensive line.
Yeah, and I thought that J.P., early in the game, it felt like he was just a little quick. And you got to be slightly patient, understand some of the cutback lanes. But as the game went on, I thought he really settled in. And he was just, he was running with a purpose and very deliberate. And the guy's an absolute load. I had texted Guru a couple years back. I was like, hey, man, reminds me a lot of Marion Barber, Steven Jackson.
The Barbarian.
You know, and the reason I say that is there are certain guys that want the physicality at the second level, and he's one of them. You know, he's going to try to batter-ram you. And I still think they need a change of pace guy behind him. You know, Isaac Garendo is a rookie. I would probably elevate Matt Breida and bring him back into the fold just because you need a little juice on the outside to kind of mix things up. Love seeing Debo get so many looks at the running back position. But I also think slept in the in last night's victory, this offense was missing the big strike explosiveness that we're accustomed to. And they still won going away.
Yeah, easily. Easily.
Going away.
Easily.
It felt like they did what they had to do. There was a play in this game. There were two really nice throws. I mean, there was a bunch, but two really nice throws from Purdy. One was the one where he had Juszczyk wide open, and he took just an extra second to make sure that he completed the pass inbounds to Juice downfield. The other one was the little lob on the sail play, which is Ryder, that play I was talking to you about, to George Kittle. His intermediate layered throws are just a thing of beauty. When I look around the league, as more than half the league could barely throw for 165 yards over the weekend, I see Brock Purdy throw for a little over 200 because he doesn't have to. And I just say, every time he drops back to pass, I have confidence that he's not going to put the ball in harm's way.
Yeah, there was a couple of old throws yesterday, but every quarterback's going to have that. He almost threw the pick there to the safety, looking for Sauber down the seam. But, you know, we're nitpicking here. 19-29, I thought he was in total control of the game.
I did too.
His calmness, his pocket demeanor, his pocket press, everything about Brock Purdy. Again, I have no worries about who he is as a quarterback, and I expect him to get a lot better as he worked Juwan Jennings into the playbook. And Juwan Jennings looked fresh, looked spry for the wide receiver position. They were working Debo a lot early, trying to get him going there. But Brock Purdy, pardon me, just looking at all of his options, surveying the field, processing, not in a panic, not in a rush to make things happen and letting the game come to him. And sometimes, you know what, against a team like the Jets, it's not going to be pretty. It's the first game of the season. You didn't have any inter-squad scrimmages, or you didn't have any scrimmages against opponents. You played a few series in the preseason, Shasky, so you're trying to work the rust off. This guy is going to be fine. This offense is going to be fine. They scored 32. They could have dropped 50, and I think they wanted to drop 50, which is why I think after the game, the post-game tone, it wasn't like a team was like jumping for joy and popping champagne. They were a little like, yeah, whatever, you know, we got the win, and we could play a lot better, blah, blah, blah. I think they were ticked off, and they wanted to make a bigger statement on Monday Night Football. And I'm like, geez, you guys played your B-minus game and dropped 30 and covered the spread and everything.
B, there's so many little things from this game. You talk about Juwan Jennings. He got hip tackled in this game, and it wasn't called for a penalty. And I was like, dude, he could have dislocated his ankle on that play. That's why they're adjudicating that play out of the league. I saw a lot of Ronnie Bell out there. That was surprising. And Chris Conley got a lot of looks as well.
Yeah.
You got to assume Ayuk is going to work himself into more reps, and those guys will get a little tapered off. Saubert quietly, I thought, had a pretty good game.
Bringing him up.
You know, 82, like, to your point, I think that backup tight end, having another road grader out there, not the worst thing in the world.
You bring up 12 personnel with the single back, Jordan Mason, single back, Jordan Mason, 12 personnel. You got two tight ends, one running back, and two wide receivers. And Sobert was that second tight end. And Sobert, whether they were running trap plays up the middle, up the A-gap, whether they were running counters outside, the stretch zone, Sobert is another Kittle clone when it comes to run blocking. I know Steiny's probably cringing somewhere talking about blocking. But that's what separates these teams in the trenches. You get a hat on a hat. And what I mean by that is everybody's blocking somebody. Whether it's Big Trent. By the way, Big Trent's film on Baldy's breakdowns. Big Trent just has to skip the beat. The guy literally didn't need no training camp. He needed an IV because he's not used to playing that much right now. But other than that, Big Trent was special. I don't even think he allowed a pressure on 33 dropbacks. But Sobert, blocking. Juszczyk, blocking. I thought that was a big Juszczyk game when he was into the football game.
Yeah, he was really good.
Pooney, blocking. Yeah, they got over McKivitz. Aaron Banks was fine. You didn't notice anything with the offensive line for the most part.
Let's go to the it was a Debo game, but let's go to the defense. I'm just watching formations pre-snap. I have not seen the Niners play press man-to-man on the outside that much ever. I can't remember in my life. Charvarius Ward, did he get a target? Did Mike Williams even get a look?
I don't even remember Mike Williams playing. So I was trying to scramble for the snap counts here to see what the snap counts was. They went to a lot of Garrett Wilson. But other than that, Mike Williams was like MIA.
Garrett Wilson made one play on D'Amino Lenore early in the game, and he got whapped on another play. And I saw him grab for the collarbone shoulder, and then he went to the sideline. I was like, this game's too physical for these guys.
It's too physical, but also the Niners, basically, they adjusted, I thought. When the Jets went on that touchdown drive, they were running a lot of zone defense. And Garrett Wilson was picking apart the zone defense, finding the soft spots. I thought Devondre Campbell wasn't dropping back into his zone as much. And there's some improvement to be made there. But that adjustment to say, you know what? We're going to run some zone, but let's get back to some man coverage. Let's get back to some sticky man coverage and just challenge the Jets. And let's just rush, figure out a way to pressure Aaron Rodgers and get out of the zone defense, because a guy like Aaron Rodgers will pick a zone defense apart all day long. You can't just sit back and cover three, sit back in your zone defense and not think Aaron Rodgers is not going to pick you apart.
I thought Bosa was really good in this game. He was collapsing the ball. He doesn't have sack numbers, but did you see how quickly Aaron Rodgers was getting rid of that ball?
Yeah, Bosa was a factor. Russell, real quick, Spinotti had something on Mike Williams here.
Well, I was listening to the broadcast.
Yeah, what they said. I didn't see the broadcast.
Like, the very first series for the Jets, he's like, yeah, Mike Williams, he's suited up, but don't expect a lot from him today, basically.
Why?
So they just said they're being very safe with him, coming off the ACL and stuff like that. They're just trying to be very cautious with him. So.
Well, they didn't challenge Charvarius Ward, I don't think, at all. I mean, from what I saw, again, I didn't go back and watch it like I want to today because I was exhausted last night driving home. But Charvarius, I don't think he got targeted once. D'Amino Lenore was mixing and matching. Sometimes he was pressing on the slot. Sometimes he'd back up. But to your point about Devondre Campbell, Dominic Flanagan fouls, it did end up with the interception. He was in the right place at the right time. That guy who's going to play off ball next to Fred Warner, they did pick on that guy. They picked on that guy on that one drive. And so it was a great win and all that. That is something to monitor moving forward. And I'm already going to say it. I'm calling for Bethune. I'm calling for D Winners to come back immediately because I think DeAndre Campbell plays way too stiff and upright. But all in all, I thought the defense was excellent. You saw Leonard Floyd clean up a couple of plays where Nick Bosa is the one who kind of gets Aaron Rodgers to climb in the pocket. Boom, here comes Leonard Floyd. Right. I felt Leonard Floyd's presence almost immediately.
Yeah, Leonard Floyd's going to be – he reminded me of D. For that first year. He's quick, he's skinny, but he's so quick off the ball. And you saw the games that Chris Kocurek was playing with Leonard Floyd, and on that side, whether it's Hargrave pushing the pocket, going outside, and Leonard Floyd looping in into the pocket to where Bosa's coming so outside in that wide nine that forces Aaron Rodgers to step up in the pocket. And there, Leonard Floyd, due to his stunts in the games that he's playing on the defensive line, he's studying into the A-gap, so when Rodgers steps up in that pocket, boom, there's Leonard Floyd waiting on him. You saw that over and over. I thought Collins, right, the young man coming over from the Houston Texans, this is one of those subtle moves that John Lynch tends to make. Who's the young man they traded for with the Texans or the Titans a few years ago? He ended up moving on, but he became a very good contributor. It wasn't Ebukam. The name is evading me, but they traded for him, a subtle little late round pick, came over from either the Texans or the Titans. I forget who that was, but anyway, somebody on YouTube.
It was the guy with the DUI, and he played inside and outside. Gosh, the name is evading.
I forget the name, but anyway, the little subtle move to add to your defensive line. And yesterday, you'd have felt like the defensive line was overwhelmed again. Breece Hall, was shut down in the run game. That was a big factor to me. Who's going to win the trenches? What's the defensive line going to do? Breece Hall, 16 carries, 54 yards.
I thought he did nothing. I thought he ran hard.
He ran hard, but he did. He had a couple runs here and there. He had a longest 16. That was about it. They shut down Breece Hall. They really did. I thought this defensive line came to play. I thought the front seven came to play in the run game, and they stifled the Jets. The run defense for at least game number one under Nick Sorensen, no problem whatsoever. I thought the run defense held up very well against the New York Jets last night.
Yeah, I did too. And look, your guy Moody looks good, man. And he made a bunch of field goals. That was an area of concern for me. And every week that goes on, I feel more and more confident in the young man. He's got clearly enough leg, and he was splitting the uprights. I mean, it was a beautiful weather last night, and he should hit all those. But when you have a kicker that you actually trust and rely on, you know, I didn't love when you're up 13 and you're going to go for the field goal. It's fourth and one, and it's only going to extend it to make it right. 16, which is still a two-score game.
Yeah.
I didn't love that, but I understood why you would do that.
Shanahan was playing conservative with the game. Charles Amenihu is who I'm thinking of.
Charles Amenihu,
yep. Thank you, Carlos Guido, on YouTube there. I'm thinking of him. Nice little subtle move where we're like, who the hell is that? And as you know, he's contributing to big-time wins for the San Francisco 49ers. So look, 888-957-9570. You know this is your show. A day after the game, we're fired up here to Niners. Well, despite all, think about all the noise they've gone through in 2019, there was a Jimmy conversation. What's Jimmy going to look like off a torn ACL? What are the 49ers going to look like? Boom, they open up the season 8-0, and they go on a dream season, and of course ended in Miami with a Super Bowl loss in Kansas City. 2020 doesn't go their way in the pandemic. The next year, you got Jimmy Gate. You got Trey Lance's first training camp as a rookie. Who's going to start? The noise I was following the 49ers all season long. Would it be Jimmy Garoppolo's last season? Then 2022, you had Jimmy on the baby field. You had Trey Lance starting. Trey Lance gets hurt week two. You got Jimmy. Then you go to Brock Purdy. You don't look back. Then last year, all the noise with Brock Purdy. Is he going to be ready? Who's going to be the backup? This team is so damn dialed in that the noise does not matter, folks. When it's game day, when it's time to lock in, they lock in as best as any team in this league, which is why they play deep into January, folks. This team is ready to roll. And after 1 week, the way they dismantled the New York Jets last night, there is no doubt in my mind the NFC still runs through the Bay Area. You got to come take it from the 49ers if you want to go to the Super Bowl coming out the NFC.
I mean, on the level of what we've seen from this roster, was that a B-minus performance?
C-plus, B-minus.
I mean, it sounds like we're being like hypercritical.
That's the standard they set.
Exactly. And so, you know, I thought that they played a really good game. They didn't put the ball on the ground, which is extremely important. I thought they wrapped up. It was interesting seeing them, you know, I don't know if it was Wisnowski or Moody, who was doing the kickoffs. Because they did a couple of like line drive kickoffs, and I was like, huh.
The force suggests you try to run it back.
That was interesting. Almost like let me give you a ground ball, you know? And I don't know. I find that kind of stuff, the tinkering that you're seeing with some of the special teams, I find it interesting.
Well, let's just talk about special teams real quick. They get an A+. When your kicker goes 6-for-6, when your punt team is really good, your punt return team was solid for the most part. No drop punts. Jeff Cowing held up well in the punt game. The special teams was solid yesterday. That's one thing that they've had to correct, and I think they got a lot more speed and athleticism on their special teams unit this season.
Now, you referenced Malik Collins, and you and I have kind of gone back and forth, and I have a theory about team building, and specifically defensive tackle. If it was up to me, okay, unless I had Aaron Donald, I would never spend $20 million a year on a defensive tackle, because to me, it's just you're going to be rotating those guys in and out, and they're kind of clogging. I pay premiums for people who touch the ball or sack the quarterback.
Right.
That's just the way I view it, right? And seeing the production you got from Malik Collins, there was one drive. It felt like he was in the backfield the entire time.
Yeah, he had four straight plays where he just pushed the pocket, swim moves, everything.
Why did the Texans get rid of him?
I don't know.
I mean, Javon Hargrave made a couple of plays last night, but I would continue to go down this route of just churning the wheel on these journeyman-style 27, 28, 29-year-old defensive tackles making no money, and I would just try to find big athletic bodies like they did. Malik Collins looks like he could be the find of the offseason outside of Dominic Pooney, who was outstanding last night.
Also got my eyes on DJ Jones in Denver because I was watching that Denver-Seattle game. What if DJ Jones? Denver's not going to win a lot of games. You know what I'm saying? I could still use some depth at D-tackle. More coming up here. Yeah, we'll take your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. We'll talk to the great one, Jerry Rice. And I got a question, because when Breece Hall scored, Jerry Rice is pointing at him like, yo, what's up, dude? Because Breece Hall, he wanted to smoke early on. He wanted to smoke early on. So 888-957-9570. Look, it took me one game to realize the NFC's still running through San Francisco. I know it's just one game, folks, but that's how I feel with this team. There's no drop-off with them. Sure, they struggle to score touchdowns, but the Niners are the Niners. They're going to be a team to reckon with in the NFC all season long. 888-957-9570. Your thoughts on Purdy the entire game. Niners rolling their season opener on Monday Night Football, 32-19, and we'll talk about it all day long here at 95.7 The Game. That's brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Welcome back.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast, and we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey, 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 hey.
Yee.
How can you not be happy with Brock Purdy? 19-29, picked up where he left off last season. A couple dangerous passes, but nothing to write home about. He was solid for the most part. And when he heats up with the best of them. I mean, the best pass he may have thrown all night was dropped by our boy Brandon Ayuk in the back of the end zone, which Peyton Manning, Shasky, he wasn't too happy about it. Before we take the lines, listen to Peyton Manning on the Manningcast with Eli and Bill Belichick. By the way, Bill Belichick on Instagram. Hey, Tom Brady, good luck today. We like to party. Belichick is so damn funny.
He's on Insta?
He's on Instagram. You didn't know that?
I'm going to follow
him. Oh, my God. He announced it last Friday. Instaface. He's unbelievable. He's unreal.
Is he under Belichick?
Yeah, it's under Bill Belichick, baby. His girlfriend probably set up his entire account.
Wow.
Here's Peyton Manning yesterday.
196,000.
Yeah. Oh,
you
it's
know
growing.
What I respect about Belichick? At least he doesn't do the Mike Francesa, Skip Bayless, Gary Radnich. He's following 15 people.
Yeah, that's up from 12. The original 12.
So let's see. Ocho Cinco,
yep.
Chris Long, Mike Lombardi, Susie Welch, Tom Brady, the 33rd team, Belichick Foundation, Eli Manning, Pat McAfee Show, Peyton Manning, NFL Films. God, I love him.
It's a random dude, right? Is it a random dude? What's his name? Go ahead. Don't skip it. Don't skip it.
Burj Narajnan? I don't know who this guy is.
That's who it was. Yeah, I just
high school
to,
buddy of his.
I just wanted to do the bots, and it's like there's some random dude. Somebody tweeted, it was like, who the hell is that random guy he's following? It was one of the 12.
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got for
you. Got to do
last
like
year. Audie Ruchman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Yes.
Why you got to do me like that? Why you got to do me like that? Here's Manny, though. He was ticked. Listen to Manny got a Manny cast when you dropped that pass.
Man to man. Jennings. Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's, you know, that's why, those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those. That's just a little rusty right there.
You're still catching balls at a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old my age. You're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
I love him. Can I just say that I love him? Look. Two things can be equally true. You know, Ayuk, go get your money. But also, like, dude, this is why we needed you in. Like, that was a touchdown pass. Can we all acknowledge that was a difficult play?
It was a tough play.
I expect him to make that play, but that's a difficult play. I love that he gave the quarterback perspective.
Yeah, but you know what, though? When you make $500,000 or you make $30 million a year, where you get that all the guaranteed money, as Guru would say, there's a scoreboard, and then there's a Guru scoreboard, where there's an Ayuk scoreboard. There's a scoreboard with the Niners winning. No. And then there's an Ayuk scoreboard. And the Jackals with Ayuk. And you know what? When Ayuk dropped that pass, there's a lot of people saying, huh, you held out for that? You knew that was coming right away.
What was being said in the press box? You were in journalism mode. I was in fan mode.
I don't know what anybody, because, you know, it's very quiet. It was very quiet. But it was like,
what did Guru say? He was sitting right next to you.
I don't remember what he said. I don't remember. It was a pretty dive. It was his best throw of the game. Possibly his best throw of the game.
It was a dive.
It was an absolute dive.
I was rooting against Bonte.
Purdy makes those difficult throws.
Did you guys see the video I sent to the thread? So one of my buddies is like, where's Bonte standing? I'm like, he's right there. Actually, he's standing up right now. Actually, he's got binoculars. That's him. He's in journalism mode. And Bonte was looking out onto the field. You're so tall, right? And so I zoomed in on you on a video. We should actually put this video out and just put hashtag journalism. And it's you staring at the field. Well, now, my grandfather used to have the binoculars.
Yeah, I bring the binoculars to the seats, too.
But he used the binoculars just to stare at the cheerleaders. Well, Grandpa, I love you. I'm not throwing you under the bus. You would admit that out loud.
I back in my day, I used to do a little something like that. It's like, hey, so single day. It's like, oh, there's a girl in Section 119. Ooh, that's a little creepy.
Stop it.
I'm looking to see what's going on the sideline. Who's talking to who? Is there any friction? Who's hurt? Who's in a blue tent? Who's walking off the field? Who's on the field? Who's in the huddle?
You were giving me a lot of updates because I was like, where is Aaron Banks?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why is Burford playing left guard? Where is Trent Williams? Why is he walking to the, into the tunnel? Like, what's going on here? So, I love that.
Yeah, no, the binoculars, it was great. I almost left the house. I was like, oh, let me grab my binoculars. I hadn't used them in so many years.
What brand?
It was great. So I had two binoculars. I had two pair of binoculars. I don't know what happened to one of them. My mama gave them to me for free from a thrift store. These other binoculars, is it Nikon, whatever the brand that is, whatever.
Anyway. So Andre Agassi style.
Yeah, so, check this out. One day I was going to school. I've had these for over a decade.
Oh, wow.
So I parked on Unipera Sarah, like Holloway. Uh-huh. I was going to SF State at the time. I walk and I see an examiner. I was like, oh, I wrote an article in yesterday's examiner. Let me grab it and clip it so I can put it in my personal notebook. So I'm grabbing a newspaper at the newspaper stand, the examiner, and there's a pair of binoculars in there. I swear to God. I looked around and I was like, I threw them in the backpack and sprinted to school.
You're not wrong.
It's like it came up. Somebody, I don't know who put a pair of binoculars in a newspaper. True story. You can't make this up. In a newspaper stand. So I made sure to go home and sanitize them and do all that stuff. And it's like, dude, I got me some great binoculars. It's unbelievable.
That's why you read newspapers, kids.
That's why you read newspapers. So I was about to say, I still have them. So it was great to have them yesterday. See Big Trent, just great, just mauling dudes. Like when you're looking up close and you're seeing the line play and how quickly they get off the ball, 49ers are a step ahead of a lot of teams, man. It is scary.
God, they're so good.
It's so good. Let's go to the lines, man. 888-957-9570. We got a lot going on here. McCaffrey, any concern there? There's a lot to bounce around here today on the Morning Roast. Plus Jerry Rice, 830. Let's go to Vincent in Columbus, Ohio. Let's start in Ohio today. Vincent, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, guys. I wanted to actually tell you guys something. I started my own NFL podcast, and I just kind of wanted to thank you guys for being kind of an inspiration. I've been listening to your show, and I've really liked it.
Oh, cool. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. What's the name of the podcast? Plug your podcast.
The Vinny Schwartz Cast.
Ooh, I like it. Okay. Talking about everything or just Niners?
Yeah, I just do NFL weekly previews and recaps, and then Steeler ones specifically. So, yeah.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
What you got on the game?
Yeah, Fred Warner, he's amazing. Like, just his peanut punch every time, it's amazing. And I thought Lenore was really good in the slot, just jamming and deflecting the pass, too.
You know, there's something there with Fred. Everything. Thanks for the call, Vince. Fred Warner, last year at Pittsburgh, when he hit Najee Harris, the game was basically over at that point. And that was very early. But it sent shockwaves throughout Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, throughout that entire stadium, Acrisure Stadium, whatever the hell the name is. It's not Heinz Field anymore. And that game was basically over. Yesterday, he punches out the ball with Breece Hall.
It's incredible.
And it's just like, yeah, I know the Niners only scored 3 points. They ended up trailing afterwards. But it was like, welcome to 2024. Do you remember me? Because when we talk about Bosa, the defensive line, edge, depth, all the secondary, what's up with Hufanga? We have not talked a lot about Fred Warner and how good he is.
I think one thing that we just underrate in the game of football is like, how physical the Niners are.
Yep.
And I know that's like a silly thing, like, well, if you just out hit the opponent. No, there are certain teams throughout the regular season, not in the playoffs, because all the teams in the playoffs, you know, they're there for a reason. But there are teams in the regular season, you hit them, and they don't want
to. Yeah, they tap out.
Exactly.
Sauce Gardner tapped out yesterday.
You kept saying that. Why are you? Yeah, because you were saying that to the threat.
Because
why?
I watched him try to, when they started running the ball.
Uh-huh.
When the Niners went on that touchdown drive, it took the lead 10-7, and they went on a drive, a 12-play drive, and they only dropped back to pass three times on the possession. Three times. They just basically ran the ball down the Jets' throat, whether it's Debo or Jordan Mason. And Sauce, at some point in the second quarter, was on the sideline with his helmet off. Now, I'm not sure if he was hurt. I'm not sure what the update is with him. I haven't paid attention to the Jets side of things. After the game, you know, we got a quick turnaround. But I'm looking at him, and the way he was moving, he wasn't moving with the same swagger that he was in the first quarter. He was like, you know what? I got to get on my horse, man. They're running right at me. And so, corners like him, who love to just cover and not tackle, he's got some Dion in him. He did not want to be in that football game. I could tell right away. He's like, oh, Sauce don't want to be in the type of game like this. He wants to be in a game where a team's dropping back 45 times and throwing the ball around. When they were running at him, tap out. I'm good.
Well, I think this Jets team is going to be a different team 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks from now. I don't know how good, but that's a team that clearly needs to gel more. One thing was very evident to me. Aaron Rodgers' arm is still great.
Yep.
But he felt pressure before it even came.
Yeah.
I thought he was skittish and afraid to hit his back step, and he was going 2 and 3 step drops and trying to get rid of the ball and just going to his first read. There was a lot of short timing route stuff to the outside. He had a beautiful throw on the touchdown pass where we jumped off sides and Niners jumped off sides.
Right.
But other than that, I didn't see the same elusive, you know, Aaron Rodgers. No. I'm going to extend the play and move around a little. I think you've got to give him some time. I'm not here to question. It's his first game back.
And they're going to ride Breece Hall to try to get the run game going in New York City and take some of the pressure off of Rodgers. But defensively, that Jets defense that was highly touted, very underwhelming yesterday. Very underwhelming. All right, more coming up. Zach in Redwood City. Tony in the city. We're going to get to you next. 888-957-9570. Christian McCaffrey. Any concern there, folks? He was out yesterday. Did not play due to the calf / Achilles injury. How long will that linger? Sounds like he could be out for a while here. Your concerns there? Can the Niners overcome that? They certainly did last night. And we'll continue to discuss last night's win over the New York Jets, 32-19, to open up the season on Monday Night Football. More coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Thank you guys, Shasky, and I've listened to you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better.
Will in Nevada, Shasky, and
I want to thank you guys, Shasky, and I've listened to you guys.
Segment sponsored by Go to State Lumber, over the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Our first reaction to the new season, man. It's good to talk to all the roasters. 888-957-9570. Niners 32-19. Where do you want to go? You want to go to pros? You want to go cons here? Shasky, what's on your mind when it comes to this game?
I want to talk to whoever the statistician is.
Okay.
There's no way Fred Warner walked out of that game with only 7 tackles. If you told me he had 700 tackles, I would have believed you. He made 15 plays in a row. There's no way he had 7 tackles.
He was flying around. There was one play where he missed Breece Hall in the backfield, and he popped up off the turf. It was coming towards the Jets were going the opposite end zone to where you sit in 327, and he gets up, and you can see him doing this. I was that close. As if you're in your car radio, got my fingers here. It was like Fred Warner's like, I was this close to doing it. This close to doing it. He was flying around the football, man. That's a tone setter. Can you play his pregame speech again? I know there's a lot of bleeping going on here, but this is with Patrick Willis in the building. Wearing the red jacket, the Hall of Fame jacket. And Fred Warner respected the history of the 49ers. And I watched his pregame, postgame demeanor. He is locked in. He is locked the hell in, Shasky.
When can we, like, Niner fans, I know it sounds sacrilegious to ask the question out loud, like, could he surpass Patrick Willis? When would we allow that to? I mean, I know a Super Bowl does change the dynamic a little because once you're part of a Super Bowl champion, you get elevated, you know, even if you're a mediocre player, right? But. Mm-hmm. I mean, can't we say they're equals? he's been doing this at a high level in terms of the way they play the game. They're very different, right? They're very, right. But in his era, Willis was the gold standard. And in this era, Warner is the gold standard. Why are we afraid to say that they're equals? I'm not even saying that Warner's better. Is that an egregious thing to say?
We want to see his career play out, right? We want to see his career play out. And he's having an all-time career.
2018.
He's been unbelievable, but you know, we want to see the career play out. We want to live in real time. And then when it's all said and done, when the dust settles, we'll sit here and have the conversation. Was Fred better than Patrick Willis? Was he a better leader? But you think about his leadership. This is how they set the tone. Despite all the noise, with the Ayuk hold in, the Trent Williams hold out, you had the Ricky Pearsall situation. Fred Warner, before the game, this is before he punched out the football on Breece Hall and forced a fumble. By the way, he's second in all franchise history, Shasky, with 12 forced fumbles. You know who's number one? Patrick Willis with 16.
Yeah.
So now you're starting to get your name closer and closer to Patrick Willis. Here's his pregame speech. That's how he set the tone before kickoff.
Bring it tight. I need time. Hey, laser focus. Laser focus. Four quarters. Execution. Y'all know we're in the business. I'm whooping my ass. Uh-huh. They got to know that. We think that the tempo every time. So these boys, they don't believe us for longer than they deal with us. We're the best. Let's go whoop their come in here. Let's go take
our man. We're in the business of kicking ass. We're the best. That team's going to come on our field and beat us. And that's honestly, Shaq's going to way down to Levi's yesterday. So I got down there, left the house about 2:15. And I'm bumping Big Hex the plug yesterday. I don't know why, man. He had the Lakers 0-2 song. I'm the biggest and baddest. I don't know why I was hitting yesterday. Then some other stuff came on. But anyway, I started thinking, driving in thinking, the Jets are not going to come into Levi's. These are the Jets. This is what they do. They lose big games. They don't win games like this. And as I see Greedy and Bart Scott and Rex Ryan pick the Jets to win, and the spread dips to 3.5 after it opened up at 5.5, I'm thinking to myself, these are the Jets. Are they really going to come into Levi's Stadium? Home opener, Monday Night Football, where the Niners just tied the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most wins on Monday Night Football all time. The Jets are going to come to Levi's and win? Hell no. And then you get Fred Warner with that pregame speech. If I would have heard that before the game, maybe I would have emptied out all my bank account and bet on the 49ers.
Fonte, walking through the parking lot, the jerseys I saw for Jets fans were sad. It was sad. I saw Nick Mangold jerseys. I saw Mark Sanchez jerseys. I saw Sam Darnold jerseys. I saw Brandon Marshall jerseys.
Like,
think about that. I honestly felt bad. I saw a guy wearing an Ayahuasca Man shirt. It said Ayahuasca Man with the number 8.
Wow.
I took a photo of him and put it online.
Wow.
Being a Jets fan has got to be, the Niners drive me crazy. End of the year, I'm always pulling my hair out. They lose in these wild, crazy ways, and it does frustrate me and all that. I would never in a million years trade all the heartbreak that I've had as a Niner fan for being a Jets fan. I legitimately feel empathy for their entire fan base.
Oh, they have no hope. Like Robert Saleh, I hope he starts to rent his house out. Just put it on the market now.
The Jets in the area near us, the fans, were like, that might have been the best drive the Jets have had in 10 years. I'm not even kidding.
They haven't been to the playoffs since when? How long is the drought? 2010.
Mark
the longest
Sanchez
drought.
Took him to the AFC title
longest drought in the NFL. They have no hope, Shasky. After watching Buffalo, after watching Miami, we're going to see Miami and Buffalo Thursday night. That's going to be the Thursday night football game this week. I can't wait. Can't wait for that. Can we get the Guru and Warner speech together? I'm getting goosebumps. I'm telling you, Fred Warner, setting the tone 2 years in a row. When you have a guy like Fred Warner, and he's looking at everybody, pointing at his eyes, saying, he emphasizes focus. Focus, 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 focus. There's something bigger happening here. So that's why I sit back and say, you know what? The Niners are okay. The noise is just noise.
The other part of this is, and you were talking about all the noise of the offseason. I mean, 1 hour before the game, for the most part, people were like, what? CMC's not going to play? The parking lot was abuzz with that kind of talk. Like, what?
Freaking out.
Everyone's losing their minds. And I'm saying to myself, like, honestly, Like, he's a great, great, great player. He's an all-time player. I mean, he's unbelievably talented. But for a couple of weeks, Shanahan, of all people, can figure it out with this team.
Yep.
I'm not saying they're going to replicate the exact production, but they can offset some of his production and spread things out. And I thought they had a very spread out, balanced attack yesterday. Jennings got balls. Kittle was quiet early, but then he got a couple of balls. Juszczyk caught a pass. Whoa. I thought they were very Debo-centric, and I thought that was the right move because Debo was setting the tone. There was an end-around where he scored on the touchdown, and most guys take that all the way to the pylon and try to go all the way to the edge. He goes, nah, you know what? I'm going to cut back, and I'm just going to plow through two dudes.
I mean,
every time Debo had the ball, he left a guy on the ground in his wake.
Again, they didn't want to tackle the Jets. That was C.J. Mosley was in and out. Sauce Gardner was in and out. They were just really soft. I was surprised how soft the Jets defense was. But the Niners dominate because you know why? Shanahan in his post game presser or his post game speech to the team. We got up to 37 carries, and they all went crazy. They know what the number 30 means to them. And it's not the point scored on the scoreboard. It's 30 carries. Can we get the 30 carries? Well, they got the 37 carries last night. And check this out. Time of possession. I think London may have brought this up. Time of possession yesterday. 38 minutes and 40 seconds, the Niners had the ball. They had the ball for 38 minutes and 40 seconds. The Jets, 21 minutes and 20 seconds. So they took the air out the football, and Aaron Rodgers spent a lot of time on the sideline, not on the field. Let's go to the lines real quick, Shasky. Zach in Redwood City, but I'll hold for a while. Zach, what's happening, big dog?
Hey, what's good, Bonte? What's up, Shasky? How's Zach? It going?
Just enjoying a great game last night.
First of all, I'm heading down to the Rose Bowl this weekend, so I got to shout out my Hoosiers. They're taking on the Bruins. They're actually favored in this game, which is like, you know, I don't know how to take that being a IU football fan. You know, historically, we are horrible.
Hey, Zach, this is the first time. This is the first time IU's played in the Rose Bowl since like 1948.
Yeah, no. It was like 1964. They made us learn about it. It was when O.J. Simpson was on USC.
Oh boy, so, that must might have ended well for IU.
Yeah. It didn't end well.
All right, let's get into the Niners. Let's go, baby. I'm feeling too good. I don't need to hear all this fight on talk.
Hoosiers and Bruins at the Rose Bowl. Let's go. No, go ahead, Zach. Go ahead.
Let's go, baby. All right. So here's my point. I know a bunch of people. At CMC, and we're probably down and
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.